previously on Breakfast with Martin Vesta. Wake
up, wake up. Good morning, angels. Every Wednesday,
Jacaranda FM.
As I said, we go to Polokwane, Limpopo, giving you some love this morning. Thanks to everybody supporting our Good Morning Angels Fund. And thanks everybody who writes in for someone else or an organization. You write to angels at jacarandafm.com. On the line this morning, our special guest is Sandra Jansen van Rensburg. Sandra is van Ngwana Baby House in Polokwane. Sandra, goeiemorgen.
Goeiemôre Martin en al die luisteraars.
Hoorie, mense het vir ons geskryf en gesê julle doen amazing werk daarso in Polokwane. Vertel my 'n bietjie van Ngwana.
Ngwana Baba Huis is 'n geregistreerde NPO, non-profitable organization. Ons is nou al 19 jaar wat ons oop is en ons neem verwaarloosde wees en verlate babas in van die ouderdomme 0 tot 2 jaar en dan kyk ons of ons net 'n verskil in hulle lewens kan maak, het sy deur miskien iemand wat 'n kind wil aanneem of in pleegsorg vat of partykeer verander die situasie by die ouerhuis en kan die landdors besluit die kind kan teruggaan na sy familie toe. So dit is wat ons doen, ons versorg hierdie babetjies dan nou tot en met 2 jaar, dis die maximum ouderdom wat ons mag huisves, want ons is net geregistreer as 'n baba huis.
I don't know, there's like an age cut-off.
Yeah, ek ook nie.
Talking about angels.
Yeah.
People who take in abandoned,
sure, babies,
abused babies,
yeah,
between the age, well, up until 2 years old.
So yeah.
And then you still have to deal with all the other consequences, Sandra. The courts, I'm guessing.
The parents, possibly, who
absolutely,
you know, who want to get involved or don't want to be involved.
Yes, there's a lot of things that we need to deal with.
Sure.
We deal with the medical issues. We deal with the court. We deal with the Department of Social Development. So there's a lot of things that we must take in consideration when taking care of these babies. There's a lot of rules and regulations, and we need to obey all of that. Otherwise, they can close the house, so yeah, it's quite stressful sometimes.
Let me tell you something. This is one of the jobs I cannot do because I will have things to say. I don't know how you do it without getting involved.
Yeah.
Without judging, I guess.
Oh.
Because your job really is just to look after that baby.
Yeah, that is all we want to do, is to take care of the babies. And sometimes outside things take up so much of our time that we can't really just concentrate on what we want to do, and this is to give these children love and to stimulate them and just give them the best that we can do in the few months or years that they are with us. But it gets difficult, yeah.
How many babies do you look after? Hoeveel kan julle vat?
28 babas, dan is ons vol.
Sure, dis baie babetjies en hulle is klein.
Yeah, right.
Ons kan 28 babetjies huisves.
And what is the success rate in terms of adoption when it comes to a baby home like yours? Hoeveel kinders word aangeneem?
Ja, kinders word aangeneem. Dit is, ons het 'n baie goeie aannemingssuksese oor die jare. Ek moet sê, voor COVID was dit baie makliker om babas aan te neem. Die proses was baie vinniger. Na COVID weet ek nie waarom is daar nou so baie red tape en dinge nie, so dit raak nou al hoe moeiliker om kinders aan te neem, en dit maak het moeilik, die huise bottleneck, daar gaan die kinders uit nie, so ons kan die kinders inkry weer nie, so dit gaan baie baie stadig nadat COVID plaasgevind het, so ek weet nie wat was die effect daarop nie, maar ons sien nou net dat aannemings baie baie stadiger gaan. Ek dink daar het ook wetgewing rondom dit verander, en dit maak het ook moeiliker om aan te neem. Ek dink dis as gevolg van al die human trafficking en al die type goede, wat mense begin kritisch raak oor dit, en dis ook om hoewe en goed baie strenger nou is oor aannemings.
Is the toughest part of your job handing a baby back? That must be a hell of a tough thing to do, if the court says to you, you know, if the baby is abandoned and then to go back, you know, if you must, yes, so that must be tough. Of was it not?
Yeah, it is very tough. it's sometimes tough to let go because the youngest baby that I at mid-year was 45 minutes old. And to have that baby for 2 years and then let go, it's very difficult. It's part of your heart that left with you. So that is very difficult to do. But if they go for adoption or even proper foster parents, then I feel it's fine. The child must have another chance and I must let go. My job is finished. But sometimes when they need to go back to family, you don't really know, is it about the child or is it just about the support grant that they're going to get
when
they take the child? And that is things that give me sleepless nights. I'm not so sure that it's all about the child. Then it's very difficult for me to let go.
My dear Sandra, you're an angel. You do the kind of work we can't all do. The best we can do is support you. I do have some good just feedback and love for you this morning. I want you to listen to this quickly. These messages came in when I said that we are supporting this amazing cause this morning, the Nguana Baby House in Polokwane.
It's Adele, Desi's mom. The way that you care not only for Desi, but for all the other children that have been in the baby home, and I know that they get loved like they are your own. And I just want to say thank you for how you loved our little boy before he was ours, and how you always send a message every birthday, every gotcha day, every adoption day, every time he excels at something, there's always a message from you.
Sure.
He was so blessed to have you as his first real family and mommy looking after him.
I guess you're familiar with that voice of Adele Coolin. Beautiful message coming in from Adele Coolin this morning, as well as little Desi Desmond, just saying how appreciative they are for being his first home and love that he received. So thank you on behalf of all parents like Adele and all kids like Desmond. Thank you for the work you do. Thank you for the care, the love, the kindness. It's much appreciated. Die beste wat ons kan doen is om vir jou dankie te sê en te ondersteun. Sê gou vir my, wanneer kom by fondse? Waar kry julle dit?
Ons kry wel 'n subsidie van Departement van Social Development. Hulle gee vir ons 'n subsidie per kind. Maar dit is nie naastenby genoeg om al die onkostes van 'n huisies nie te dek met 28 kinders nie. So ons is baie afhankelijk van donateurs, skole wat van tyd tot tyd ons help met produkte, kerkorganisaties, damesbewegings, soos enige iemand wat betrokke raak, is ons voor dankbaar. Ek sê altyd, 'n pak wet wipes wat ons geskenk kry, is een wat ons nie hoef te koop nie.
Yeah.
So geen donasie is ooit te klein vir ons om te ontvang nie. Ons is dankbaar vir alles.
Ja, sê gaan vir my, excuse dat u nie redde val, Sandra, wat is julle behoefte op die oomblik?
Ons behoefte op die oomblik was dat ons is verplig deur die Departement van Social Development om al ons staf op te lei. Ons moet elke 5 jaar registreer weer om in ons deure oop te hou, moet ons elke 5 jaar registreer. En ons moes laas jaar November weer registreer vir die volgende jaar, 5 jaar. En toe het hulle slegs 1 jaar aan ons toegekom, omdat hulle gevoel het, nie ek of enige van my personeellede het die nodige kwalifikasies wat hulle nou wil hê nie. Maar toe die deure 19 jaar terug oopgemaak het, was dit nie enigstens 'n vereiste nie. So hulle het ons nou gedwing om 'n level 4 kursus te doen in child and youth care worker. En dan moet ons geregistreer word by die Council van Social Professions.
I suppose they're trying to do the best thing for the babies.
Yes.
En hoeveel kost dit per persoon?
They first gave us a quote, let ons 'n kwotasie gegee van 22,500 per werker, maar ook iemand wat ons harte gesien het en weet dat ons dit moet doen, anders kan ons deure toe gaan, het dit vir ons vir 10,500 gedoen. So ons totale onkoste vir die 17 staf vir my insluitend wat opgelei moet word is 178,000 wat ons nie mag vat uit die departement se geld nie. Dis fondse wat ons self moet in om vir ons staf te betaal, want ons kan nie verwag dat op die salarisse wat hulle verdien moet hulle vir so kursus uit hulle sak uit kan betaal nie.
Alright, so daar's behoefte daarvoor vir die opleiding en dan is daar natuurlik ook die normale behoeftes vir die babas.
Ja,
it's
en dan
a lot.
Is ons ook en dan is ons ook eintlik in nood van 'n nuwe voertuig of 'n ander voertuig. Ons het 'n ou klein Atosie wat ons ry, wat al meer as 20 jaar oud is en ons moet kyk op afstande af om kindertjies te gaan haal of weg te vat. Of beteken om dit tot 4-5 kinders op 'n slag na 'n kliniek toe vat of dokter toe vat. En dit maak het vir ons baie moeilik met die klein karretjie. So ons is ook in die behoefte van 'n voertuig wat ons net weer maklik in ons kinders kan vervoer.
Sandra, ek hoop die mense in die Polokwane area ondersteun julle. Ek kan van my kant af die bal in die rol kry, so van Good Morning Angels kant af wil ek vir jou R100,000 gee. So that you can keep doing what you're doing. I mean, you listed a lot of stuff there. Yeah. There's a lot of need. And at the end of the day, you need to look after babies. Tiny babies between 0 and 2. So that already sounds like a lot to me. And then, of course, there's the families, the courts and everything else. So, met liefde van ons luisteraars wat ons ondersteun. Ek hoop daar's ander mense wat bykom. Sandra, ek sê vir jou alles van die beste. Sterkte met Nguana Baby House. And thank you what you do for these kids.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I'm really speechless. I don't know what to say. Thank you so much.
Yes, bye-bye, welcome. You're an angel, jy en jou mense. Stuur hulle vir 'n groete en liefde hoor. Good job.
Bye-bye, dankie.
Cheers, Sandra. Sandra Pilen van Nguana. Baby House, Polokwane, her and her amazing staff doing the work of angels. So thank you for supporting us so we can support them, keep their doors open, get them trained, feed the babies. Yes. 28 of them.
Sure. So young.
Please support them. Beautiful message also came in from Desmond Kudin. We were talking about him just now. Got a message in from his mother Adele while speaking to Sandra about this amazing work they do in Polokwane at a baby house, taking care of abandoned and verwaarloosde kinders up until the age of 2. And I guess it's nice for her to get feedback from beautiful success story.
Yeah, babies that she's raised and loved in her home.
And this message came in from little Desmond.
Hey, Daddy Sandra, it's me, Desmond Kulin. And I just want to say thank you for looking after me. And thank you for caring for me. And thank you for everything. I really appreciate it. Bye.
I mean, come on now. I know they're listening out of Polokwane this morning. So beautiful. Thank you once again for supporting Good Morning Angels. Good job, angels. Good job.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin Bester arranged my meetings around his show. I just enjoy his vibe.
Jacaranda FM.